Yet Mordecai was not licking his wounds, holding a pity party, thinking, poor me, what an unhappy lot in life I have been given. He is trusting in his God. When all seems lost, it isn't. Second, when no one seems to notice, they do. Remember Mordecai's courageous decision earlier when he heard of a conspiracy between two of the doorkeepers of the palace who were plotting to kill the king? When Mordecai heard of that conspiracy, he told his adopted daughter Esther about it, and she, being the queen, alerted the king. The king believed her and had Bigthan and Teresh killed before they had a chance to kill him. Esther had told the king where the information came from, yet no one ever rewarded Mordecai for his great act. It seemed as though no one noticed or remembered. So Mordecai went on living his life unnoticed, unrewarded, and unappreciated. Until this pivotal night. Watch closely. During that night, the king could not sleep, so he gave an order to bring the book of records, the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had reported concerning Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, who were doorkeepers, that they had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Esther chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The king, suffering from insomnia, listens to the reading of the Chronicles, to the record of the history of Persia, probably hoping it will bore him to sleep. As he listens, however, he suddenly hears the recounting of the incident in which his life was threatened and that man named Mordecai had uncovered the plot and reported it. "Stop," he tells the reader, "wait." And the king said, "What honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" Then the king's servants who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him." Esther chapter 6, verse 3. Momentous events often hang upon the tiniest trivialities. Have you discovered that? Here is a wonderful case in point. While all of Susa slept, the king was restless. I mean, of all nights to suffer from insomnia, this is the night. The king knew nothing of the plan to kill Mordecai. That was Haman's plan, which he would reveal to the king the next morning to get his okay. So while Haman sleeps, while Mordecai sleeps, while all of Susa, in fact all of Persia, sleeps, the king can't sleep. I love the first three words of chapter 6, verse 1, "during that night." That's the way it is with God. At the 11th hour, he steps in. He does the unexpected, when no one seems to notice and no one seems to care. He notices and he cares during that night. In this instance, he moves the heart of the king, who suddenly realizes that he owes his very life and throne to this obscure Jew named Mordecai. A man who, up to this moment in time, meant nothing to him. Suddenly, he's the king's top priority. Do I speak today to some modern-day Mordecai? Has a decision or discovery of yours caused someone else to be promoted to a place of significance? And now that person has all the glory, the status, the salary, the celebrity you've never even been recognized, to say nothing of thanked or rewarded? Have you done the hard thing, the courageous thing, and seen someone else get the credit? Has someone else taken or been given the glory that is rightfully yours? Learn a lesson from Mordecai today, will you? Through all that happens to him, Mordecai never becomes a man of vengeance. He never tries to get back at Haman, even when he has the opportunity, even when he has Haman in a very vulnerable spot. He doesn't kick him in the face when he has a chance to do so. He doesn't even speak against the man. Let me challenge you to guard your heart as Mordecai did, and let me encourage you with a verse from the pen of another of the saints of God. "For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name in having ministered and still ministering to the saints." Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. I love those words. God is not unjust so as to forget. When no one else notices, mark it down, God notices. When no one else remembers, God records. The psalmist tells us that he even keeps our tears in a bottle. He will reward us for acts that are done in his name. So be encouraged. There will come a day when rewards will come your way as they should. Perhaps not in this earth, as happens to Mordecai, but someday. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. God is not unjust so as to forget your work, your labor, your behind-the-scenes contributions. Third, when everything seems great, it's not. Sounds like one of Murphy's laws, doesn't it? Anytime things appear to be going great, you'd better see what's around the next corner. Too bad Haman didn't know about that principle. Perhaps he knew about it, but his conceit fogged his memory.